Michelle took a short puddle jumper flight to North Carolina. She rented a car and drove about an hour to the small town of Bowlington, 50 miles east of the Tennessee border, and in the shadow of the Great Smoky Mountains. Situated a few miles outside of the town proper, the Fairmont Hotel had not only seen better days, it seemed about one wavering support beam from tumbling down. The structure was 8 stories high and encircled by a 6-foot-high chain-link fence. The building was over 100 years old and seemed to be Gothic in some parts, with fake turrets and balustrades and towers, and Mediterranean in other respects with stucco walls and a red tile roof. Its ugliness could not be over-exaggerated, Michelle decided. There were no trespassing signs on the fence, but she didn't see any security guard hut or any security guard making rounds. Off to the side of the hotel, she found a gap in the fence. However, before slipping through here, she decided to reconnoiter the area, her Secret Service training kicking in. When she heard rushing water, she moved a little ways into the woods. In a few minutes, she located the source of the sound. She went to the edge of the cliff and peered down. It was about a 30-foot drop to the water. The river was not very wide, but it moved fast and looked fairly deep. There were a couple of thin ledges jutting out from the cliff, and small boulders clung to the sides there as well. As she watched, one broke loose and plummeted down, smacking the surface of the water, and then was quickly carried away by the rush of the river. She had a sudden chill watching this spectacle. She'd never liked heights very much, and turned and walked back into the fading sunlight. After slipping through the gap in the fence, Michelle made her way to the massive...